everything that rocks.
Oh, good morning. It's 6:12. Get that hot breath out of here, Jason.
Oh, man.
Morning.
Happy Monday, everybody. Still got a lot of good stuff coming your way here on the Plan B Morning Show. You know, I was all negative Nancy earlier, but I tell you what, it's going to be a good show. It's going to be
buck up, Bart.
It's going to be good. I got caffeine flowing. I just say get the weekend kinks worked out. We're going to be all right. With that said, we do got to keep her moving. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
So we talked about this probably about a month or two ago about Oklahoma having possibly a Bigfoot hunting season.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah.
You can make a lot of money right now with just two simple steps. One, making an imaginary character real, and two, shooting it in the face. That's it. Apparently, Oklahoma is now offering $2.1 million as a bounty on anyone who hunts down and shoots Bigfoot.
Wow.
The whole thing is a tourism play. Obviously, they're hoping it brings people to the state to go on Bigfoot hunts, and it'll give businesses the chance to sell Bigfoot hunting licenses. So, yeah.
Here's what they need to do. $2.1?
Yeah, $2.1 million. Yep.
$2.1 million to drag that thing through the woods on a sled. Or we'll give you $5 if you bring it alive.
Yeah, they should probably. It's so like us.
We just
got to
jump the blowing the thing's head off.
Yeah,
right
exactly.
Away, you know?
If you, honestly, if we see Bigfoot and we shoot it in the face, just pink mist. Dead, all right? Don't you think that would probably be bad for the scientific community, right?
You know, what if Bigfoot could talk? You wouldn't know if you blew its head off. That's just what I'm saying. You know, like, let's study the thing a little bit. Tranquilize the thing. I'd love to see its personality. I'd love to see its attitude towards humans.
50 cal to the face.
Ah.
Dead, all right?
Well, it was a Bigfoot, and I don't even know if we can prove it anymore because that thing is literally in 1,000 pieces. After 50 cal? Come on.
So, sir, tell us about your hunt for Bigfoot. Well, you know, I know it's a mythological creature that's supposed to have magical powers, but I just couldn't help but when I saw it to just pull my gun out and blast it right in the face. Just kapowy, bluey. It's just what we do, you know?
Yeah. I hit it from like 2 miles away. The bullet was going fast.
See,
exit wound was the size of the Bigfoot.
On a windy day, you got to kind of play the wind and the curvature of the earth, believe it or not. And yeah, he was there walking. He was actually picking berries with his family. And I missed his kids and his wife, but boy, I blew his head clean off his body. Good Lord.
Here's another thing we need to think about, Brock.
Yeah.
We need to benefit off of this. So people are obviously fully into Bigfoot. And they love to go out and hunt. They're paying big money to get the gun, the license. Why wouldn't they pay us for souvenirs? Let's, like, set up a souvenir stand over there. And where's it at? Colorado or something?
Oklahoma. Yeah, we could easily do that. Yeah, yeah.
So we could bank off these people. I'm telling you. They, for some reason, too, these people have a lot of money.
Well, of course. If they're willing to go pay to go hunt a mythological creature. It's the same. It's people just like this James Bobo Fay doing his Bigfoot call. Please tell me you've all have heard this before because it's great. That's a grown man. That's a grown man who has made a living off of hunting Bigfoot.
Dude, nobody's ever caught one. How do you know what it sounds like? You're just yelling into the woods at this point.
Yep. His parents are so disappointed.
Again.
I closed it out. Here, I'll just do the gun. I'll do the gunshot again. There you go.
There you go. And that was aimed towards that guy.
Exactly. Let's put him down so we can stop it. All right, that's your WTF of the day.